We are going to command our day with prayer. Hallelujah. Join me for prayer. We are so thankful today to be alive, Father God. I am excited about the move of God on your life. This is the year of the bride. There are people that want to get married. There are people that want to start a business. We're praying for families. We're praying for miracles. We are praying for breakthrough. Father God, I thank you for blessing the women of God with a godly husband. We thank you, Lord, that you are strong and mighty. We thank you, Lord, for breaking strongholds in families. We bless your holy name, Father God, because you are wonderful. You are our counselor. We praise your name, Lord, that we will know red flags when we see them. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Prince of Peace. We bless your mighty name today, Lord. We love you today, Lord. We come today seeking you, Lord, seeking your hand, Lord. Anything that's not of you, Lord, take it away in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for destroying the assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus, that you would keep us safe on our job. We thank you, Lord, that anything that's not of you, that you would take it out in the name of Jesus. We stand in the need, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We stand in the need, Father God. You know every need that's online today. You know every need, Father God, that's coming on the replay. I ask you, Lord, to bless the needs of your people in the name of Jesus. Your word says that many are the afflicted of the righteous, but you, Lord, would deliver them out of them all. And we believe it, Lord. We destroy the assignment of hell that's trying to whisper lies and tell us that you won't deliver us, that we're not capable of being married, that we're not worthy, Father God, but we are worthy in the name of Jesus. Y'all type it in the chat. Say, I am loved by God and I'm worthy of being married. I'm loved by God and I'm worthy of being healed. I'm loved by God and I'm worthy of blessings and miracles in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us. Thank you, Lord, that you are our saving strength. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you are our shield. You are our heart is in you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because we are desperate for your word, Lord. We are desperate for the gift of discernment. We thank you, Lord, that this month, Lord, that the discernment, hallelujah, is stronger than ever, Lord, that we will hear your voice. Hallelujah. We will spend more time with you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for removing all the weapons of warfare in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for breaking the backs of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Come on, y'all. Let's pray it in the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for breaking the backs of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for blessings and breakthrough. We thank you, Lord, for financial blessings. In the name of Jesus, you said, Lord, that we are victorious because of the blood of Jesus that you shed on the cross. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It is a good day today. We're not going to be depressed and sad. We're going to walk with the spirit of joy. And we give you glory, Lord, today. We thank you, Lord. We don't care what the world says. We are victorious. We don't care what the situation looks like. We are victorious. We don't care what bill is due today. We are victorious. We don't care how our body feels today. We're going to claim it. We are victorious in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare peace in our home in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for having victory over every trial, over every tribulation in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the voice of the Lord is powerful. So we drive back the gates of hell. Come on, y'all, say it. Say, we drive back the gates of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We release the fire of the Holy Ghost against every satanic plan of the enemy in the name of Jesus. No weapons formed against you shall prosper. No weapons formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. And every tongue that rise up against you in judgment, the Lord will condemn it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we will prevail in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are your daughters. We are your sons. We will prevail in victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that miracles have our name on it. We thank you, Lord, that whatever you said is so, that the enemy can't stop it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, Lord, We're going to condemn it in the spirit realm. We pull down those strongholds in the spirit realm, in the spirit realm, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are your children. We are a peculiar people of God. And therefore, Lord, we walk in your divine favor. We thank you, Lord, for favor today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that our footsteps, hallelujah, our mouth has favor. Our footsteps have favor. Our children have favor. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us with a husband that has already been blessed with your favor in the name of Jesus. If you have a daughter and she desires to be married, we thank you, Lord, that this year that you're going to bless her with mighty favor. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the favor of God resting on your daughters, resting on your sons in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the gift of favor is allowing us to have discernment clearly in the name of Jesus. Favor is opening up doors for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we speak to the kingdom of darkness and we assassinate all workers of iniquity in the name of Jesus. That their tongues that speak evil against us and our families and against our business and against our children and against our future spouses and against our present spouses and against our ministry, against our thoughts. Hallelujah. We pull it down in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare. Hallelujah, that we have the mind of Christ. God said, if you decree and declare a thing, that it will be so. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that for making all of the devil's tongues, hallelujah, cleave to the root of their mouth, and they may eat and receive every evil fiery dart. Hallelujah, that they spoke against me, that they spoke against you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Let their fiery darts come upon them and in their bellies in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the favor of God. Come on, say, I'm a glory carrier and I have the favor of God. I'm a glory carrier and I have the favor of God. I can't hear nobody. Type it in the chat. I am a glory carrier and favor breaks the assignment of hell. Favor, open up doors. Favor allows me to be at the altar saying I do. Favor allows me to start a new business. Favor allows my bank account to say six and seven figures. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Favor allows me to be healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Favor allows my children to be obedient to me. Favor allows my spouse to buy me flowers and be kind to me when the devil said that he would mistreat me. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Favor in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I am stable in my emotions. Decree and declare that you are stable in your emotions and that you have the mind of Christ and that you are not crazy and that you remember things. Hallelujah. And when the Lord speaks to you in your dreams, that you remember the dream. Hallelujah. And if you desire, hallelujah, to walk closer with the Holy Ghost. If you desire the gift of speaking in tongues, let's decree and declare it today. I desire the gift of the Holy Ghost. I desire the gift of discernment where I can hear more clearly from God. I desire to speak in tongues, hallelujah, where I can be one with God, where the devil can't understand my prayers. I decree and declare, hallelujah, that I'm going to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to listen to the lies of the enemy. Hallelujah. And when I speak in tongues, when I operate in the gift of discernment, that the enemy is confused in the name of Jesus. He little of my siki saya. He kind of like my siki so. Whoa, la la la, masiki saya. Thank you, Lord, that every witch and warlock is confused today. The witches and warlocks, they have prayed against me and my family. May their prayers be of confusion and scatter and revert back to them in the name of Jesus. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Let the witches and the warlocks be confused. Hallelujah. They're going to be confused because you are stable today. You walk with the spirit of joy. You have blessings today. You have been delivered and set free from every witch and warlock's altar. In the name of Jesus, we snatch up those demonic prayers. They will never manifest. In the name of Jesus, say, I'm stable in my emotions. I have a sound mind. I am not crazy. In the name of Jesus, I am worthy to be loved. I am secure. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We destroy, hallelujah, the enemy's assignment. We assassinate it right now by the blood of Jesus. I speak to those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. And I call it into existence. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Say, the Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? That is Psalms 118, verse 6. The Lord is with me today. Come on and say it. Say, the Lord is with me. The Lord is with my children. The Lord is with my family. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? They can't touch me on my job. I got some enemies that I'm living with. Come on and say it. Say, but they can't touch me in my home because I am secure. Hallelujah. I got some enemies in my bloodline that's been telling lies on me. Come on, I can't hear nobody. Say, but today I will not be afraid of those lies. Hallelujah. They've been lying on me in church. Come on. I can't hear nobody. They've been lying on me in my neighborhood. People been lying on me on social media. Say, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Because the Lord is with me. I bind and I cast out the spirit of rejection off of my life. I bind and I cast out the spirit of abandonment off of my life. I bind and I cast out sickness and disease. I bind and I cast out schizophrenia and every mental illness that the enemy is trying to say is attached to me. Say, I bind and I cast it out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord, he said that he was despised and rejected for you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that his blood that was shed on the cross, hallelujah, takes up the spirit of rejection for me. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, and I believe and receive everything that the Lord said about me. Say, I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. When I walk in the room, hallelujah, the glory of God comes upon me. Say, the wind of the Holy Ghost comes upon me. And when I take every step, that the enemy is quivering. Say, they are shaking and they don't understand why I'm getting this promotion. Why, when it looks like I'm supposed to be going through hell, that when I walk in the room, I got a smile on my face because the Lord said that he is with you for you not to be afraid. I can't hear nobody. I decree and declare, and that I believe and receive whatever you have for me. I speak the word of truth and it sets me free from the spirit of rejection. I will not be tormented by the spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus, because I'm blessed and I'm highly favored in the name of Jesus. I will not look at man for love. I'm going to look at Jesus Christ. And when it's my time to be, hallelujah, married, the Lord is going to bless me with a husband that has godly love in his heart. Oh, I can't hear nobody. He's not going to abuse me. Come on and decree and declare. Say, he's going to love me. He's going to compliment me. I can't hear nobody. He's going to care how I look. Hallelujah. He's going to be so excited that I'm his wife. Come on. I can't hear nobody. I decree and declare. Hallelujah, that I do not accept rejection. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Hallelujah. I have the gift of discernment. Hallelujah. And so I know right and wrong relationships. I know the difference. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I hear the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I decree and declare his righteousness over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Come on and put your hands together. Say, I prophesy. Say, I prophesy that the sound of heaven is being released over my life. It's being released over my entire bloodline. Say, the sound of heaven is being released over my health. I can't hear nobody. Say, the sound of heaven is being released on my job. The sound of heaven is being released in my ministry. The sound of heaven is being released in my home. It's being released in my marriage. It's being released in the relationship between my children. The sound of heaven is giving me miracles, blessings, and breakthrough. The sound of heaven, when I walk in the grocery store, the sound of heaven, hallelujah, when I'm sitting at the table trying to close a contract, the sound of heaven, hallelujah, is being released on you. And so blessings upon blessings upon blessings is your portion in the name of Jesus. Let's pray it in the Holy Ghost. We break the assignment of the devil in the name of Jesus. We destroy demonic spirits in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We destroy the spirit of Ahab. That's the spirit that don't want to commit to. We destroy the spirit of Ahab. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Ahab comes to destroy marriages in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the door of blessings will be open to me in the name of Jesus. I prophesy that this year, as God spoke to Abraham, that he will speak directly to me in the name of Jesus. Say, I hear the voice of God. Say, my ears are open to heaven. Hallelujah. And when heaven is saying my name, say, they saying my name right now. God is working everything out behind the scenes. Oh, I can't hear nobody. I can't hear nobody. Say, I'm focused on God. Hallelujah. Stephanie say, I'm focused on God. I am focused on God. Joy says, I am focused on God. Hallelujah. I prophesy. Hallelujah. That this year, I'm going to prosper spiritually. I'm going to prosper mentally. I'm going to prosper financially. My health is going to prosper. In the name of Jesus, my mouth is going to prosper. That when I release a prophetic word, hallelujah, it is going, hallelujah, north, east, south, and west. In the name of Jesus, that my prayers are in heaven. And the Lord does hear my prayers. The enemy been telling you that the Lord don't hear you. But we decree and declare that the devil is a liar, because the Lord does hear your prayers. He hear your prayers. He gonna answer your prayers. He said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, that he will move mountains for you. Oh, I can't hear nobody. You just need a little bit of faith. Come on and say it. Say, I just got a little bit of faith. That's all the Lord requires, and that you believe that he is and that he can do this for you. Hallelujah. Because his word is a breaker. It breaks witchcraft. It breaks the lies of the devil in the name of Jesus. It breaks the assignment of hell in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Say, I prophesy. Hallelujah. And I command, hallelujah, that everything is working out for my good. I command that the devil's plans be dismantled and destroyed. Oh, I can't hit nobody. Say, I command the devil's plans to be dismantled. That means that they're coming apart. That right now, they're working right now behind the scenes, the devil's off. Say, but I decree and declare that I'm going to stand on God's word, because God told me not to be afraid. He said, hallelujah, that the devil's plans have been dismantled and destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Say, I'm a decree and declare that I'm not going to be afraid. Psalms 118:6 said, the Lord is with me and I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Hallelujah. I decree and declare that I am a glory carrier. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I prophesy that I stand strong on the prophetic word of God. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Come on. Say, I stand strong on the prophetic word of God. And the word of God is my protection against every evil assignment of hell. The word of God is my protection against every evil assignment of hell. The word of God says that I am his son and daughter, and that he loves me. So guess what, y'all? You have spiritual authority over the devil in the name of Jesus. I have the gift of discernment, so I can hear demons when they talk. I can't hear nobody. Say, I have the gift of discernment, and the Lord shifts my eyes to the supernatural to see the enemy coming. Those people that have been pretending to be your friends, the Lord is about to remove the scales off of your eyes today. And he's going to show you that you need to stop talking to this person and that person, because they've been praying against you. They're jealous of you. Hallelujah. But we decree and declare that those evil prayers that they have prayed is their portion, that is being boomeranged back to them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that I'm going to cut off communication from those people that I know don't like me. Come on. Say, I'm not going to be afraid. Today is a new day, and I'm going to start fresh in the name of Jesus. I block every demonic spirit from every area of my life in the name of Jesus. I block them on social media. In the name of Jesus, I block them on social media. I block them in my email. I block them from coming to my door. I block them from ringing my phone. I can't hear nobody. Don't you know that the Lord will confuse the enemy? Don't you know that those people got plans today to call you and discourage you? But right now, as we pray, the Lord is confusing your mother-in-law. He got my seat. Yes, Lord. Somebody been experiencing some demonic tormenting from their mother-in-law. I decree and declare That mother-in-law, her tongue is getting in alignment with what God says, and she gonna start treating you right in the name of Jesus. Somebody been receiving some torment from their son and their daughter, but I decree and declare that they're gonna respect you today. They're gonna obey what God says, that children in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 should obey their parents in the Lord. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding is your portion. And the peace of God is guarding your heart and your mind. I'm going to pray it for you in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That today is a blessed day for you. You are blessed and highly favored. You are victorious in the name of Jesus. That you will break the backs of the enemy. As you speak it out loud today, that the enemy is confused. We assassinate hell and their assignment in the name of Jesus. People have been burning sage and using crystals against you. Yes, God. And we burn the assignment of sage. Sage don't have no power over the Holy Ghost. We burn the assignment of crystals in the name of Jesus. We burn the assignment of water witching in the name of Jesus. We drive back the gates of hell in the name of Jesus. Come on and say it. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah means that you trust God. Say hallelujah. Say, Lord, I love you today. Come on and tell him. Say, Lord, I love you today. Say, Lord, I love you. Say, Lord, I need you today. Say, I have the gift of discernment, like Shirley said. Hallelujah. And your word is my protection. He called it on my sikisaya. Every satanic plan, it is destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. La 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 masiki soya. Oh la 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 masiki saya. Ikala la masiki soya. Oh, thank you, Lord. If I decree and declare a thing, say all I need is a little faith, hell, saying I came to announce to hell that everything that God said is mine, it belongs to me. I don't care what time of the day it comes. I'm not going to count the years, but God said that it's mine, and I'm going to decree and declare. If God told you you're going to be a multimillionaire, if he told you you're going to be a multi-billionaire, come on, say I decree. Decree and declare so that is my portion. I came today to make an announcement to hell that I belong to God, and he told me that all I got to do is decree and declare a thing, and he said to speak those things that be not. That mean go ahead and call it into existence as though it was already here. He let it out my seeky sire. If you desire to be married, say, Lord, I thank you for my husband that he's gonna be godly in the name of Jesus. If you desire to be a millionaire, say, Lord, I thank you for 7 figures being in my bank account. Come on and say it. 8 figures, 9 figures being in my bank account. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare. So, he la 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 masiki saya. Oh, la 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 masiki saya. Say, I have the gift of prophesying. Say, I can prophesy it. I can decree and declare it, and it will be so. He la 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 masiki saya. We decree and declare it. So, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, come on, give God some glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Put your hands together. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Say, I destroy poverty off of my life. In the name of Jesus, I destroy poverty off of my life. I destroy it right now. In the name of Jesus, say, I destroy the spirit of fear and doubt out of my life. In the name of Jesus, I destroy depression out of my life. All I got to do is I say, I decree and declare joy. Say, today joy is my portion. In the name of Jesus, he let it out my siki soya. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare it. So, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, amen. Hallelujah. Come on and put your hands together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will not walk in fear. You will not walk in doubt. You will not walk in the spirit of insecurity. You will not walk in the spirit of unsurety. You are sure because God told you that all you have to do is have faith as a mustard seed, and you're going to move mountains. Say, I am capable of moving mountains today because I trust God and I believe in his prophetic word. And his word says that all I have to do is not be afraid in Psalms 118, verse 6. Not be afraid because I know that the Lord is with me. I will not be afraid in the name of Jesus. I will not be afraid. Come on and say it. Say, I don't care what it looks like. I recently had some people lying on me. And before it got exposed to me, that's why prayer is important. That's why it's important to be in tune with the Holy Ghost. And a year before this time came, the Lord had been telling me that the person was going to be paying me a whole lot of money. That they've been lying on me. About 2 weeks ago, he said, somebody, they lying on you. They telling a lot of lies. Didn't reveal to me it was that same person. And I want you to know that it don't matter. When the person want to come against you with lies, they might seem like they have more power than you in the natural world. Like they might have more money than you. They might be able to hire an attorney and you can't. They might be able to name certain people that they are affiliated with and you're not, to make you feel insecure. But I want you to know that I have been in a courtroom without a lawyer. I don't know who this is for. But don't you know that I won in the name of Jesus? And that if that's you, if you're on trial today, if you got a trial going on, and it might not be in a physical courtroom, if you got a trial going on at your job or in your home, if you got a trial going on in your bloodline, somebody got you on trial, that they're telling lies on you, I'm a witness to tell you that the favor of God will make you win that thing. I'm trying to tell you that all you got to do is take some time today in the scripture that you will win this thing. Do you understand me? And that it don't matter. I remember the person telling me one time, they said, I got more money than you. They said, I got an attorney and you don't. And I said, but you know what I have that you don't have? And that's called favor from God. So if you have favor from God, favor open up the doors for you. Favor allows the judge to change their heart. Favor allows you to win when it's looking like that you're not going to win. All you got to do is pray and trust God in the name of Jesus. God said in the book of Job that you shall decree and declare a thing and it will be so. And I want you to write this scripture down so that you'll have it. Job chapter 22 verse 28 tells you, somebody type it in the chat for the live and the replay people. Job chapter 22, that's in the Old Testament, verse 28. Hallelujah. And it says, Job chapter 22, verse 28. And it says, thou shalt also decree a thing. Decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. So all you got to do is read Job chapter 22 and 28 and be secure that when you say, I am victorious, that no weapons, come on. Anna said, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. Come on and say what Wanda said. No weapons, come on, formed against me shall prosper. When you decree and declare a thing, you got to be confident when you say it. Come on. Say, I'm confident in the name of Jesus. Say, God has given me confidence. Say, I have confidence in the name of Jesus. Say, faith is my portion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is God's honor to reveal to you the strategies of the enemy. But you see, you got to decree and declare. Say, God is revealing secrets to me in the name of Jesus. They said I wasn't going to win. They said that they had more money than me. But I boldly looked at that devil and I said, I got the favor of God. And see, favor trumps your money. Favor trumps your lawyer. Favor trumps the lies that the enemy is telling. All you got to do is say, I decree and declare a thing. And it is so. Favor trumps rejection. Favor trumps abandonment. Favor trumps, hallelujah, everything that's going on with you right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to reveal to you secrets. The gift of discernment is a prophetic word for this month. And if you can just tap into heaven, then the gift of discernment will kick in and you'll be able to know when the enemy is lying on you. You'll be able to know whether you should cut that person off. You'll be able to know whether that person is your friend or not. You'll be able to know if that man is your husband or not. You will be able to know. You will know. At the point of revelation and divine inspiration is when the Lord wants to speak to us all. Let me say that again. At the point of divine means it's coming from heaven. Divine means it's holy. There's nothing wrong with it. You see, when the devil talks to you, it's a lot wrong with it because it's a lie. But when the Lord talks to you, it's divine revelation and it's inspiration. Inspiration is what? The prophetic word of God. Inspiration is the truth of God. Inspiration is the Holy Ghost. And so the Lord says that he has plans for you to prosper you and not to harm you. Come on, let's announce it to hell. Say, hell, I came to make an announcement that the Lord said in Jeremiah 29 and 11 that he has plans to prosper me. So I decree and declare that I'm prosperous. Say, hell, I came to make an announcement that the Lord said he has plans not to harm me. So I decree and declare that nothing on this earth is going to harm me. It might hurt my feelings a little bit, but it's not going to harm me. It's not going to take me out because the Lord said that I shall live and not die. Oh, I can't hear nobody decree and declare the word today. Say, I shall live and not die. All you got to do is decree and declare. Job chapter 22, verse 28. You got to decree and declare a thing. Hallelujah. And it will be so. Some of y'all been decreeing and declaring, and you've been having a double-minded. What is double-minded? Double-minded is a demonic spirit that comes in to make you waver and not really grasp but what God says. It makes you walk in fear and doubt. But I want you to know today that no weapons formed against you shall prosper. And say, when I decree and declare a thing, it's gonna be what? Divine revelation coming from heaven. Say, I speak divine revelation. My mouth speaks divine revelation, and it will be so. In the name of Jesus, come on, put your hands together. Come on and clap. Come on and clap and give God glory. That's what the enemy don't want you to do. He don't want you to clap and give God glory. Because every time you put your hands together, that means that you believe God. Say, I believe God. I trust God. I believe God. I trust God. I believe God. I trust God. Hallelujah. I believe God. I trust God. And it will be so. Because I speak divine revelation. And God is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. Or the son of man that he should repent. He little masikisaya. He called a masia. Oh, I can't hear nobody. God knows your end from your beginning. He knows your end from your beginning. Why? Because he is your creator. So he already know today that the strategies that the enemy is going to try to pull. He already know who's going to come and try to make you feel less than. Somebody today after we get off this live is going to try to shake your faith. But you got to be ready on the battlefield. So I want you to just decree and declare. Type it in the chat. Whatever it is that you want God to do. Just decree and declare it out loud, and it will be so. If you desire for peace in your home, if you desire for your mother-in-law to treat you good, if you desire for your husband to treat you good, if you desire to be a millionaire, come on. If you desire to start a business, if you, whatever it is, if you desire to be in good health, you got to decree and declare a thing, and it will be so. Hallelujah. God wants to reveal to you the things that no eyes have seen or no ears have heard. Come on, let's say it. Say, I decree and declare, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard the things that God is going to do for me. Hallelujah. Say that I am available to receive the blessings of God. Because see, your heart got to be open. Say, I am available to receive the blessings of God. I decree and declare the favor of God is on my life. The favor of God is on my children. The favor of God is in my bloodline today. In the name of Jesus, every time I walk, my footsteps say favor, 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 favor. The favor of God is on my life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants you to live large, and he wants to bring good things into your life. He wants you to live large. What does that mean? He wants you to live with peace. He wants you to be successful. In the name of Jesus, he desires for you to be prosperous. Hallelujah. He opens up the mind of man, and he speaks inspiration to you. So say, I decree and declare that I receive every inspirational word that's coming from God today in the name of Jesus. And it will be so. Hallelujah. He wants to mature you in wisdom. God wants to mature you in wisdom. Say, I decree and declare that the wisdom of God, the gift of discernment, is my portion. In the name of Jesus. You see, the enemy wants you to be stupid. Say, I'm not stupid. I'm not dumb. I have the gift of discernment. I have the gift of wisdom. All you got to do is decree and declare thing, and it will be so. Come on. Say, I decree and declare that I trust God. I believe God. I have the power to destroy hell's assignment on my life. I have the power to destroy the spirit of depression off of my life. I have the power to destroy the spirit of fear off of my life. I have the power to destroy depression, fear, hallelujah, double-mindedness, sickness, and disease. I decree and declare that I'm in my right mind. Hallelujah. I'm not crazy. Hallelujah. I do remember things. God speaks to me in dreams. Come on and say it. Say, God speaks to me in dreams. Say, the Holy Ghost is my guide in the name of Jesus. Say, I talk to God every day. Some of y'all ain't talking enough to God, but today you're going to start. Say, I'm talking to God more. Say, I'm worthy of being at the throne of grace. I'm worthy of being at the throne of grace. See, the devil told you that all that you've done, that you are not worthy, but say, I am worthy. I am worthy. I am worthy. God speaks to me in my dreams. Hallelujah. He prophesies to me secrets in my dreams in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I desire to be married. Hallelujah. There are so many women that desire to be married. I need you to start praying for your husband. Just start making a list. Say, my husband will not cheat on me. My husband adores me. My husband, he loves me. My husband loves to get my hair done. My husband loves for me to wear perfume. He loves to buy me sweet perfume. Say, my husband want to gift me with a Bentley. My husband don't mind gifting me. My husband want to take me out to eat. My husband will open up the door for me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You see, you got to decree and declare thing, and it will be so. Say, I decree and declare that me and my husband are multi-millionaires. Oh, I can't hit nobody. Say, me and my husband, we're multi-millionaires. God has given us blessings with this divine strategy. He has downloaded a business in us that nobody has thought of. And through heaven, we are millionaires. Say, we are billionaires in the name of Jesus. Say, we own property. He's so, yes, God, I can't hear nobody. Say, we own real estate in the name of Jesus. Me and my husband, we own real estate in the name of Jesus. Say, we are lenders and not borrowers. That's what the word say. Say, we are lenders and not borrowers in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm a lender, not a borrower. Hallelujah. Say, I destroy the spirit of poverty off of my life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, Anna. Say, my husband will talk to me in the name of Jesus. My husband will talk to me. My husband does love me in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. The Lord said that his word is a breaker. So you got to get in the word, people of God. You see, when you speak the word like we're doing today, it's going to break the assignment of hell. It might take a few days. It might take a few months. I remember being in court for 10 months. And for me, that was a long time. 10 months, almost a year. But guess what? on that 10th month. God, my seer. Yes, Lord. I won. I was victorious because every day we went to court once a month. So every day, 28 to 30 days, whatever that calendar holds, 31 days, I decided that I was going to decree and declare things. So all you got to do is decree and declare, and it will be so. The Lord wants you to mature in your authority. You got to start commanding your day. You got to start speaking those things that be not as though they were. If you desire to be released out of an ungodly relationship, say, Lord, make a way for me to leave. If you're being physically abused, if you're being verbally abused, that is not God's best for your life. So start asking God to make a way. Take your eyes off of the material things, because those things can be replaced. And heaven has the authority to shift you into God's divine will of blessings and breakthrough. But you got to decree and declare. Job chapter 22, verse 28. Say, I decree and declare so. In the name of Jesus, I want y'all to visit my website. Hallelujah. And put your name on my wait list. We're getting ready to launch an amazing, ridiculous mentorship where we're going to be on Zoom. The ladies, the women of God, we're going to be on Zoom. We're going to talk about these things, and we're going to work on breakthroughs. We're going to work on miracles being taking place in your life. So go to my website. What is my website? My website is www.askdrlisa.org. Just like how I'm on here live right now. We're going to be live on Zoom together. So if you go on my website, www.askdrlisa.org, I'm on an assignment to help shift your mind, increase your faith, to help teach you different things like why men cheat. Why is it important for you to be praying to God every day? How you can hear the voice of God? So there's a list. There's a box. If you go on my website, askdrlisa.org, askdrlisa.org. Put your name on the wait list, and I'm going to be sending you an email. It'll be in a few days because we're going to launch it this month. Where the women of God that want to grow stronger in the Lord, that want to be married, that want to know why men cheat, that want to know how to communicate better with their spouse, or you want to know whenever you do get married, how you can communicate. We got all types of good things in store for you. So just put your name on the wait list, and we're going to be live. We're going to start being live every month. I don't know how many times, maybe two or three, live together on Zoom. So visit my website, put your name on the wait list. The people been signing up from all over the world. So we're excited, hallelujah, to be able to witness to the women of God. And so your miracle is already in existence. I can't hear nobody. Say, my miracle is already in existence. You got to say it. My miracle is already in existence. Women of God, visit my website. Put your name on there so that I can send you an email. You can join me on Zoom. That way I can take the mute off and I can hear your voice. Hallelujah. Because your voice, a lot of women's voice have been on mute. There's a demon called mute, and he desires to mute your voice. But I decree and declare that the women of God are taking their place back. He got my seer. Yes, God. They're taking their place back. Come on. You can communicate. God built us not to be silent, but to open up our mouth. And I want you to visit my website, put your name on there so that when we start going live on Zoom, you could be a part of it. Hallelujah. So let me pray for you. Because God desires for you, hallelujah, to have his wisdom, knowledge, understanding, the gift of discernment. He desires to reveal secrets to you. He desires to talk to you in your dreams. Some of you don't dream and you desire to dream. Some of you are being tormented at night by demons. I want you to start praying and reading your scriptures at night. Somebody might say, well, I don't know what to read. Read Psalms 23. Read Psalms 91. Read Psalms 37, fret not thou evildoers, hallelujah, against the workers of iniquity. You don't want to be in fear of workers of iniquity. Workers of iniquity are demons. There are people jealous of you. They're so jealous of you. And so you want to be in prayer. Prayer breaks the assignment of hell. When they thought they were going to cuss you out and continue to lie on you, that the word of God breaks it. And it causes heaven to move and bless you from the lies that they said. I'm a witness. I done had so many people lie on me. Family and non-family tell lies. And the word of God wants to shift you into the things of God. The things of God is blessings and breakthrough. So visit my website. Don't allow the enemy to handicap your fingers. www.ask.delisa.org. Don't allow the enemy to handicap your fingers. Father God, I thank you, hallelujah, for the people of God. I thank you, Lord, that as you are shifting us into your divine destiny, as you are revealing your divine word, that we will not walk in fear, we will not walk in doubt, we will decree and declare a thing, and it will be so, and we operate in the gift of discernment, and we hear from heaven, and we know your word over the lies of the enemy. We decree and declare the blessings of God on our life, the favor of God on our life, miracles and breakthrough on our life. We decree and declare that doors are opening for us that man said that we didn't qualify for, but because we belong to you, we qualify, and we thank you, Lord, and we decree and declare it so. In the name of the Father, he calls so talalamasia, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, amen. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about the move of God on your life. I'm so excited. If you wanted to sow a seed into the ministry, the word today, decree and declare, you can go to paypal.me/lovingme2023. If there's anybody here that does not know the Lord and you need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, come on, let's have altar call. Go to Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Somebody here needs to give their life to the Lord. Somebody here needs to give their life to the Lord. Romans chapter 10, come on. Somebody want a blessing. Somebody need a breakthrough. Somebody need to give their life to the Lord today. Come on, let's give our life to the Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Say, I believe and I confess. Say, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior and that God raised him from the dead. And if you believe that, hallelujah. If you believe that, then you are saved. Let's welcome the people of God that has been entered into heaven. Come on, let's clap. We welcome you for giving your life to Jesus Christ. God has good things in store for you. If you have family members that are not saved, I want you to be in prayer that God will save their soul, because time is winding down. We don't know when God is coming back, but I can tell you it's soon. And so we want to be in prayer for our loved ones. Hey, I am Rosso Jackson. How you doing? Thank you for joining me. Hallelujah. Thank you for everybody. Hallelujah. That joined me today. You can also sow a seed in Cash App. Favor is Real Church. $ Favor is Real Church. I am so excited. I'm going to be in prayer. When you visit my website, if you scroll down to the end, you can also, there's a contact me. You can also type in your prayer request there and put your email in your phone number. And I will be able, or somebody on my team will be able to contact you. I am so excited about the move of God on your life. Sow a seed. Why is it important to sow a seed? It's important to sow a seed into the word of God. We'll get into that lesson another time. But it's important because you believe God. God said, give a tenth. The world has been trying to make the people of God not sow seeds. But I'm a witness that when I sow my seeds, God gives me back double. Hallelujah. So if you have Cash App, sow your seed for decree and I decree and declare for this word today. $ Favor is Real Church. Hallelujah. And PayPal. Hallelujah. It's paypal.me, loving me 2023. Say, I love me. I believe God. I love me. I believe God. I love me. I believe God. I hope that y'all have a blessed day. Visit my website, ladies. Put your name in there on that box. Hallelujah. Put your name in there on the box, on the waitlist box. Also, scroll down past that and give me your prayer request. Hallelujah. Men of God, you can also put in your prayer request, but you can't put your name on the wait list. God, I see you. This is only for the women of God. God bless you. My name is Dr. Lisa, and I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm so excited to see you. Y'all share the video with somebody, even if it's with a stranger. Somebody need to hear the prophetic word of God. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Hallelujah. Sow your seed. Send me your prayer requests or your thoughts. If you just want to type something in on my website, hallelujah, about what you're going through. Need somebody to talk to. I don't think the books are open right now for free. Because, you know, we do talk to people for free for about 15, 20 minutes. I think they're closed right now for this week. But God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you. Take care. Love y'all. Thank you so much for joining me. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye, Shirley. Good to see you. Good to see you, Joy. Bye.